We're hitting the road this morning with our man David Brown, who knows what is what when it comes to transport, and he joins us as always. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Politics, it's been on our lips a lot recently, mate, but you would like to combine it with transport?
Yeah, I think it's very important. We've talked in the past about the importance of not just making announcements about big projects. It's got to be a strategy, because quite often we underperform even though we build the project. Now, there's a classic of the work going on to build bypasses around Muswellbrook and Singleton and
yes.
That. Now, look at Muswellbrook and the main street. The model for that, I think, is Albury. Beautiful old wide street, removed all the through traffic with a bypass. It didn't have to be very wide, but that's another story. But it's now the main street. Wonderful wide footpaths, 90-degree or angled parking, so it's got plenty of opportunity, and no one does more than about 30 or 40K. And that's the sort of strategy, a complete strategy or part of a complete strategy that needs to be pursued.
Absolutely. If you look at Scone, they've had their bypass for about 18 odd months, I think, but they're still working on the plans for Kelly Street and what that's going to turn into. I believe a lot of people have got an idea, but it hasn't actually started yet.
Yeah, Taree's another good example.
Yeah, exactly. So as far as politics and just making out big calls, we know they do this just to get us to vote for them. They don't necessarily mean it when they do a lot of these things, David.
Well, yeah, and we've got things like forecasts, which are not a strategy.
Yeah.
Now, if it's based on science, then it's an estimate. If it's not based on research, it's just a wish list. It's a forecast is not even a target unless you've got reasons on how to get there. We've got to really be looking at what is the real problem we're trying to solve and measure ourselves with that.
Shouldn't the one and only concern be efficiency? Like, whether or not it's in an area that belongs to a certain political bent or whatever, it should be for the benefit of the motorists and the people that live in that area.
And it should be the fair benefit, not just for your local area if you happen to be a marginal seat or you're trying to get it back off an independent. And in fact, independents then have to have that attitude that they're doing, particularly with a federal seat, they're doing things that are good for the whole community. Now they defend their local area to get and to be heard fairly, not to be able to abuse a position that they're in. I'm not saying they are going to. I'm just saying that that's the point. But by the by, that's not only for an independent. It's also true for anyone in a government or any major party. We have to be looking at what is an overall direction rather than necessarily a bit of short-term flag-waving.
David, would you like to see an independent body ruling on anything when it comes to transport in the future, if it is even possible to have an independent body?
We desperately need to bring back technology, both into government, where now an independent body, again, it needs to have input at the local level, but it needs to be informed input. Give people ideas of what I really think is saying, look, here's a budget we've got. How do you think we should spend it in order, as you said, to achieve a particular goal? So instead of saying, well, we're going to do this for climate change, why don't we say, well, we've got $5 billion or whatever it is, how's the best way to do it? And by the by, it's not just climate change in a global sense, as you and I have talked about. It's climate change to reduce asthma and local pollution as well. What's going to be the best way to do it? Because estimating the cost of things needs to be flexible as you implement. So you might sponsor doing people getting electric vehicles. If that's not going to bring about the best thing, then adapt and try something else.
Well, we could certainly try by keeping politics out of a lot of these decisions, and I'm sure that is something we could all look forward to in the future, much like David joining us next Thursday to talk more motoring. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.